wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning. Welcome to another week of fantastic morning radio shows. Hi, Kelly K.
Hello.
What a difference a week makes. Last week, we were dealing with, about 6 inches of snow, a lot of ice, and all that craziness. Now, it's just rainy and 40 outside. So, going to get up to 60, by the way, on Wednesday.
I'm ready. Bring it.
I mean, wow.
Melt it all. I'm done.
Yeah, I mean,
let's move on.
I mean, and if we're honest, that's probably the last snow that we're going to see this year. Because, you know, Louisville really typically doesn't get crazy snow, like accumulating snow, until like January, February, March, you know, of the year. Like December, November, December, that's usually, like, if we see anything, it's just flurries. So.
And, well, yeah, and that's not guaranteed every year.
No.
So, yeah.
All right. You good?
Yeah, you got some sledding in, I saw, over the weekend. That's fun.
Yeah, hit that yesterday. Did it in just the nick of time, because, wasn't going to be able to do it today or anything. But, yeah, it was fun. It was literally, me and my girls and my in-laws and maybe one other group of people on the course. So it was
really nice. Where did you guys end up going?
I was over by Atherton. So
okay,
it was good stuff. So yeah, I got a chance to. And man, I'll tell you, like sledding, when you use those like old school toboggan sleds with like the runners on the bottom, I think those are probably the most accurate with like steering. When it comes to sledding, I went down with my daughter Sophia on this just plastic, you know, this just yellow plastic sled, and it started like curving into these trees and bushes, and we're like trying to lean like a luge, you know, like lean to the other way, and we're like lean, and bam. Just hit this thick, and thankfully, like, you know, it missed, you know, we missed injury or anything. But man, like, I had turned my head as we were going into the thick, and a big old branch, like, knocked my hat off my head. And I was like, dang, like, had I been facing forward, that could have, like, gouged my face. That would have been.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, a little dangerous, like, skiing or sledding adventure there, but. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. We're glad we got out.
Awesome.
Today on the show, we've got several Setting the Bar stories. I'm just going to throw some titles at you, okay?
Okay.
All right. We've got toilet snakes. We've got.
Oh, God, not again. Really?
Yeah, we've got crotch.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. We've got crotch meat. Yeah.
Also been a while for that.
Yeah, for sure. We've got that. Also, what happens when everything is great in the relationship, but the darn dogs
don't get along?
They're just ruining everything. So we'll talk.
That's not good.
Yeah, we'll talk to a listener about 7:30 on that, on 99.7 DJX, and a bunch of other stuff. So we got a show for you, plus feel good stories. We do those every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Man, did you see this video of United Airlines flight that had to return to Denver? It was on its way to Hawaii when it had an engine malfunction.
Denver departure, United 328 Heavy, Mayday aircraft just experienced an engine failure, need a turn immediately.
A United Airlines flight from Denver International Airport forced to turn around just minutes after it took off after a catastrophic engine failure, all while police deal with multiple reports of pieces of that engine crashing to the ground.
Yeah, so, like, this video, it is shot from a passenger who has a window seat.
I'd look out there and say, "How? That doesn't look right."
Yeah, it looks like, okay, do you remember those, and I may be, like, dating here, but do you remember those old cigarette lighters that you'd push in cars? Those car cigarette lighters you'd push in, and then when they'd heat up, they'd pop out, and you'd pull them out, and then there'd be, like, the red little coils. It kind of reminds me of that, but the entire exterior of this jet on the wing has completely fallen off, and you can see there's like fire in the engine, and it's completely terrifying if you're on that plane.
Yeah, it looks like it's ready to fall off at any minute.
Yeah, I mean, and the good news is no one was hurt. The plane landed, everything was fine.
Yeah, and that it happened just minutes after takeoff. I mean, if they were
over the ocean?
Over the ocean?
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like no thank you, but and also the good thing is everybody, I've heard it for years that, it's like airplanes, once they're in the air, they want to stay up. Like they don't need both engines to fly. As long as the wings are fine, the engines just push the plane forward, right? So,
yeah.
They were, even though it was terrifying to see.
Oh my gosh.
It was not in extreme danger of like crashing. But I mean, if that would have exploded, then there would have been a huge issue, But
yeah, that would be my fear, a couple of different fears. But, and you know what? Kudos to the pilots for keeping their cool because, I mean, they're trained and that stuff. Yeah. But it's not every day that one of your engines blow.
Yeah. And it's pretty quick when you hear that explosion, because it exploded and obviously then the debris falls to the ground, and thankfully no one on the ground was hurt when the freaking
just a miracle all the way around
engine falls out of the sky, or parts of the engine fall out of the sky, but word gets around the cabin pretty quickly, so the pilot's gonna have to get over the loudspeaker and be like, if you'll look out, you're right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your captain speaking.
This is your captain speaking.
Pay attention to the fire going on.
Oh my gosh.
On the left side of the plane.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and turn around and go back to Denver. There might have been a little engine malfunction there, but don't worry. We'll have you on the ground here very shortly.
We're going to get that taken care of.
Thank you very much.
I mean, insane all the way around.
We've tweeted it out. If you want to see the video, if you haven't seen it, it's already got over like 12 million views. But at Ben and Kelly Show, thankfully, nobody was hurt. The plane landed. Everybody reboarded a different plane, obviously. Made their way to Hawaii. But dang.
And maybe we retire that plane. I'm not sure we fix that.
Yeah. Like, I know that I've been on planes where stuff has happened that they've just repaired. But
I'm going to need the engines to be brand spanking new.
I'm going to need them
next time, I think.
I'm going to need them to be a little bit better than that. Anyways, the video is absolutely wild. If you haven't seen it, at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, thankfully, everybody was okay there. All right, coming up next, it's a Setting the Bar story. And to Florida we go for this one, and we'll call them the Florida Grannies, okay?
I'm excited to meet them.
All right, Florida Grannies. They've got names, too, and we'll introduce you to them next. Setting the bar stories are always stories that set the bar for your day very low. Instead of something for you to achieve, like a goal, it's actually the opposite. It's a goal for you not to achieve. All right? To Florida we go for this one, the Florida Grannies. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to disguise yourself as a grandma to skip the line and get the vaccine early, you're doing okay.
Okay. Oh, that's not how that's supposed to work.
No. Their names, Olga and Martha, and sorry, spoiler alert, they're not actually grandmas from ABC News.
Gotcha. Two young women accused of posing as grandmothers to get vaccinated in Orange County, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Authorities say the women, believed to be in their 20s, tried to appear older by wearing bonnets and gloves to receive their second dose of the vaccine.
Oh, my gosh. So
and grannies all over the place are like, we don't wear that.
I know. So they went cliche grandma. So Olga and Martha, they're actually not in their 20s. They're in their mid-30s and mid-40s. They were...
Really?
They wore bonnets, glasses, and like little like driving gloves.
Come on now.
Yeah, and so, they managed to get through for the first vaccine without detection.
Oh, they did?
Yep, but it was the second vaccine. It was the second round of vaccines where the line, the security in the line was like, hang on a second. hang on a sec.
We're going to need to hang on walk a this back just a
yeah,
sec.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, right now we're only vaccinating this group of people. You'll have your turn, but you got to wait your turn, all right? So, anyways, yeah, they went full granny, like, okay, Olga and Martha are like, okay, all right, what would a grandma wear? Well,
bonnets.
Right.
Seriously,
so, right?
Like, so, they could have made. Don't they have like Golden Girls costumes or something?
Right.
That
right.
would have been.
I know.
Yeah, maybe like, a little closer.
Like, I feel like they looked or they read the Goldilocks and like, oh, okay. So the wolf got away with it by wearing a bonnet and glasses.
That's how he looked like. Yeah. Oh, we have that costume.
Right.
Like the wolf's head with the bonnet and the
glasses. Yes. That is exactly what I feel like they wore. But anyways, so again, the Florida grannies who aren't actually grannies, their names are Olga and Martha. If you can manage, I mean, listen, it's everybody's going to get a shot at it. All right. You got to wait your turn though.
You got to just take your turn.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to disguise yourself as a couple Florida grannies to skip the line and get the vaccine early, you're doing okay.
Guys, we need to calm down.
Yeah. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on National Margarita Day. I've already had some staff members reach out and wish me a happy Margarita Day, which seems weird if you don't know the backstory of several years ago when Brown-Forman brought by some margarita and I proceeded in finishing it.
Well, you started at 5:30 in the morning, and by 9 o'clock, you were more, we'll say, relaxed. Ben Davis.
Yeah.
Stood up, gave quite the speech to the staff.
I will say not one of my finest moments, and I will also say, Kelly, you drank way less than I expected you to.
I did.
So,
well, listen, a tequila typically isn't good for me.
So we'll
thanks
just...
to a college incident. So I kind of let you do the heavy lifting on that. I helped with the chips.
All right. We'll just say happy National Margarita Day. And we'll leave
That was a good day. I'll tell you what. Everybody loved that Ben.
Mm.
That Ben was fun time party Ben.
That
and
was...
he ended up having to hang out and hide from his meetings.
I just slept in my office for the pretty much the rest of the day. All right. All right.
Sobered up.
Let's get to your feel good. All right. We do that every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So Dorothy Jean Tillman. She's kind of had a thirst for knowledge that started at a very young age. In fact, her family called her Dorothy Genius.
Okay.
She earned her associate's degree at the age of 10 from the College of Lake County.
Wow.
At 10, associate's degree.
Gotcha.
By the time she was 12, she had earned her bachelor's degree in liberal arts and humanities through an online program from Excelsior College in New York.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
2 years later, she earned a master's degree in environmental science from Unity College in Maine. After she completed her degree, she became the youngest environmental scientist in the country.
Wow.
And now, because, I mean, where else do you go from there?
Yeah.
You become the CEO of your own organization?
Get out.
She created the Dorothy Genius STEAM Educational Leadership Institute last year. And she hosts STEAM camps on Chicago's South Side, where one day students could learn like how to extract DNA from an orange. Or the next day, they could be rehearsing a dance routine for an upcoming performance. So see, there's a wide range of things, curriculum, if you will, in her camps.
Okay.
And she even created at-home kits to keep students engaged through different enrichment programs, and she's sending those around the world.
Dang. Okay.
See when I told you she was way more accomplished than you or I or most people on planet Earth.
Yeah, slapping a CEO in front of her name. Yeah, I mean, that's few people in this world just at that. But
yeah,
at 14, so my gosh.
Yeah, she's pretty inspirational. She is Dorothy Genius. She's earned that nickname. We'll tweet out her story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You know, everything is great. You're looking at your relationship and you're like, man, you know what? This is a person I could see me spending my life with. could see kids. I could see a future. I could see the white picket fence. I could see the house in the suburbs. I could see all that.
There's just one potential little hiccup.
Yeah, there's a hiccup. And that's what we're going to dive into coming up. Going to roll into driver's license, Olivia Rodrigo, here in just a sec. There was a sketch over the weekend on Saturday Night Live that I want to highlight where guest was the dude from Bridgerton, right? And so he was in a pool hall with a bunch of guys and is just like, it's a bunch of like tough guys playing pool, right? So that's like setting the stage.
Okay.
And then he's all like, hang on, let me just put my song on the jukebox.
Hey, easy boys, I'll take all your money by the end of the night. Just let me play my song first.
Okay. Punches it in.
And then they all start crying.
Corner pocket. Yeah. Watch me.
And then it just hits.
Wait, what am I listening to?
Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, man.
And they all start getting in their feels, and they all start dissecting the song, and they're like, man, it's about a girl who's yearning for a love that she can't have, and like, and it's wow. Yeah, it's pretty funny. And even Olivia Rodrigo, who turned 18 over the weekend, all caps tweeted, driver's license SNL sketch is the best birthday present ever. I'm shaking. You can see the entire thing. It's a 4-minute sketch up at WDJX.com. But yeah, pretty funny there. Look, if you're ever in a situation where you're like, man, I don't know what quite to do here. Everyone that I ask is too close to the situation. You can always message us, Ben and Kelly Show, or shoot us an email, benandkellyshow@gmail.com, and we'll toss it out to the group. See if we can get you some unbiased opinions and feedback on your situation. So, first of all, Jordan, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing us to contact you on this. Can you walk us through what you wrote us?
Yeah, currently I'm dating a great, successful girl, and yes, we're serious, and we talked about marriage and kids and all that,
okay.
But the issue is we both have dogs.
Okay.
I have a 7-year-old lab that I have spent a ton of time training, and I've owned her since she was a puppy.
Sure.
And my girlfriend has a small mix that's just like super food aggressive, and even, you know, aggressive towards other dogs and sometimes kids. And like, she took food from a 3-year-old at like a cafe.
Oh.
Yeah, we were at a cafe recently, and the dog just snatched food from a 3-year-old.
Right. Little dog syndrome.
Yeah, extreme little dog syndrome. So like, I told her that, you know, I'm not sure that I would trust a dog with a kid.
Okay.
And she didn't take that well.
Right.
She said that if she had to get rid of her dog, that that I have to get rid of mine. So I'm like, I don't know why that's the case, but she said if her dog goes, my dog goes, and she won't take the dog to training. She won't let me try and discipline the dog, or even recognize the dog has a problem. Period.
So she's just turning a blind eye completely.
For sure. Like, that's the approach she's taking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she said once the kid comes along that the dog will bond and everything will be fine. So, what should I do here?
Okay. That could be tough. We got a bunch of people texting in already at 502-571-9970. So, Jordan, just hang out, and we'll see if we can steer you in the right direction. Okay, buddy?
Thank you, man.
All right, thanks. Hang on.
I feel like we need some dog experts to weigh in on this.
Yeah, it's funny that we're talking about this now, because recently I was just talking to you about, you've got pugs, but I feel like they are small dogs, but they don't have small dog syndrome. And do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Yeah, absolutely. They are not afraid of anything.
What I guess I want to know is, because this was never a case with my dog, Fiona, do you... If you have an aggressive type dog, which it sounds like this small dog is, does the dog change when kids are involved or when kids are introduced to the family? You know what I mean?
Well, see, that's what we need the dog experts to weigh in on, because
yeah, I mean, I don't
the
know.
Dog's already taken food from a 3-year-old at the cafe, so I'm thinking no.
But the people, I guess the owner doesn't have an emotional attachment to that kid. And so I guess I'm wondering, because I don't know myself, I don't have any personal experience with this, because we got the dog after we had our last kid, Zoe. So,
yeah.
I mean,
so the kids were already a part of the family.
Yeah.
My biggest problem is she's just unwilling to compromise. Like, he is brought up, hey, this is an issue.
Yeah.
And she's like refusing to even try to train the dog.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
That's a bigger problem.
I completely
glossed
over that.
She's not compromising with this. Uh-huh. What will she not compromise with down the road in the marriage?
All right. 502-571-9970. Man, when you've got a dog and your girlfriend who you really see as a long-term partner has a dog, and it's like oil and water, it just doesn't mix. She's got the small dog. It's got small dog syndrome, and it's a little bit aggressive when it comes to food, when it comes to even like toddlers that they see just out.
It takes food from babies.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You know, the biggest problem, I think, is she's kind of refusing to compromise. Like, he's asked her to, like, get the dogs in training, see if that helps. And she's like, no.
Dang.
And so I think a lot of people are kind of pointing to that being a big problem on text message. John said she's vindictive. This is a red flag. Ooh. Keep your dog. Don't have a kid with her.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Stephanie, I would get some in-home training, not give the girlfriend an option on it. One of my poodles came from a puppy mill and had some aggression toward our other poodle. We ended up getting some in-home training through the Kentucky Humane Society, and it helped a lot.
Okay.
Courtney said, if I were the guy, I would definitely not bring kids into the mix, especially if she isn't willing to even get the dog training. That makes me furious because the dog is going to end up being put down because of her ignorance. I know multiple dog trainers that have had huge success with antisocial dogs. It can absolutely be done. She's doing the dog and her relationship dirty.
Mm, okay. Michaela.
So I have had multiple dogs. And smaller dogs that have the little dog syndrome, and trying to get them get used to children usually does not work.
Okay.
And what will happen in this situation is the lab that he has is going to become very protective of the child and will probably end up hurting the smaller dog.
Oh, okay. So you're saying this is something that does need to be addressed before kids get there?
Yes.
Hey there, Jennifer.
Hello.
Okay, so what is your experience with this? What would you tell Jordan?
Okay, so I've owned a lot of dogs, and I've trained a lot of dogs. And that will, he's absolutely right when it's a problem. That dog will not stop being what it's doing, food aggressive, people aggressive, when children come into the mix, because it'll get worse. And it'll get worse because the owner, his person, is now dedicated to something else. And so the dogs get jealous.
Gotcha.
And then you're going to have urinating and defecating problems and things like that.
And no one needs that on top of everything.
Yes. No. It's the dog, either the dog goes to training or dumper.
Okay. Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
All right. See ya.
Wow. She sounds like an expert.
Yeah.
I think we trust her.
So, but like, do we, with in so many times, this suggestion has been thrown out there. And do we take the stance of have someone else be that, quote, bad guy that says, you're going to need to get your dog into some training, or that dog's going to need to go? Like, I don't know if it's a family member, or even if, I don't know, I don't know if they're to the point where they're serious enough to have like an engagement or something like that. But, you know, maybe it is premarital counseling sort of thing, where maybe you, I don't know, you slip a fiver to the counselor and you're like,
oh my gosh,
you're, like,
you're
hey,
slipping a fiver to the counselor.
Hey,
I don't know.
Why don't you mention the dog and training for me? Could you please?
I'll make it worth your while.
Maybe.
Why do we slip into mob mode every time?
Maybe this Abraham Lincoln will help you out.
Is it Abraham Lincoln on a five? Is it, I don't even know.
Here's the thing. The bigger problem is that she is unwilling to compromise at this point with this issue.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that means she's going to be unwilling to compromise if bigger things come down the road. Because I'll tell you what, just simple parenting issues that come up, you know, are going to need compromise if you both have different ideas on what needs to happen.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
If they're not on the same page with something like this, I feel like that's going to foreshadow problems down the road for them.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So definitely Jordan needs to address this and get on the same page with his girlfriend, especially if what he says is true and everything else is great.
Yeah.
You know, this definitely needs to be dived into on a deeper issue.
He needs to talk to her about the fact that, hey, okay, you seem to be unwilling to even, like, meet me halfway on this issue. Now I'm kind of concerned how we're going to deal with, you know, conflicts in our marriage. And just be honest with the fact that, listen, I feel like this is a red flag. How are we going to work together solving conflict in our marriage if this is not working?
Good stuff. If you want to chime in on After the Fact, you can. We always post them up on Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show. So you can leave your comment there, at Ben and Kelly Show. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Facebook already is kind of a divisive place. There's always negativity around every single corner. And I've got to say that this is probably one of the most divisive things that we posted over the weekend with over 200 comments deep. It is... when choosing a brownie, are you choosing the centerpiece with zero edges or an edge piece that has the crispy side to it?
Edge. That's the only right answer. Sorry. End of debate. That was a short one.
Well,
next.
Short for you. Facebook drew it out about 200 comments deep. Everybody yelling at each other from edge or center. People loving that gooey centerpiece. I will have to agree with you, Kelly. I tend to go with an edge piece. However, the edge piece does get a little bit dry every now and then if you don't do the brownie correctly. It can be crisp. That is not good. And if that's the case, then give me the centerpiece.
Well, see, now I have a brownie pan that gives you an edge on every piece. Like, they're all individual little squares, so you get the best of both worlds, right? Like, that is the best purchase I think I've ever made, because you get both in the edge piece. You get the crunchy and you still get the gooey center. I don't understand how people can debate that.
Well, yeah, I will say, probably if we're looking at the majority of answers, probably are leaning towards edge. However, several people are just like, yo, it's chocolate, it's cake, brownie, it's that's all we need.
Any way you slice it, it's good.
Either way.
I get that. I'm on board with that, too.
Give me any of them, and they're fine. So anyways, yeah, we don't try to divide on Facebook, but this was definitely one that that drew a lot of attention over the weekend, the edge or the centerpiece on the brownie. So
people are passionate about the brownies.
They definitely are. all right, it's 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, we got more feel-good stories, setting the bar stories. We'll get to your crotch meat story. Yeah, we'll got that on the way before 9. And with that, we'll get to your feel-good.
So we go to Texas, where a guy there named Ryan Sively, he is a Texas resident. He almost died in a car crash a while ago. And so that kind of motivated him to do something. He shattered his pelvic bone, nearly lost his life in a car accident back in March. So he decided to use his four-wheel drive vehicles to rescue 98 cars stranded this week on the road on Monday, 47 on Tuesday in Austin.
Oh, wow.
He said, put yourself in their shoes. If you were sitting on the side of the road with your wife and kids, you're freezing in the car, it's not running, you don't have anywhere to go, and you can't call anyone, what do you do? So that's why he's out there. The storms caused road closures there in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Many services are closing down. I mean, they've got power outages, frigid temperatures there. So he said, all I've been doing is pulling people off the road and giving them safe rides. He's transported people from medical centers to their homes.
Oh, wow.
Helped nurses get to their destinations. So, yeah, it just, you know, takes a few people here and there to kind of do big things like that. And you're hearing stories like that all over the place coming out of the woodwork.
Good stuff there.
We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hard to believe next Thursday and Friday is going to kick off our 12th annual Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon. And it's going to look a little bit different this year. It's not going to sound any different. It's going to look a little bit different in that Kelly and I are not going to be actually posted up inside the hospital for safety reasons.
Right, sure. But we're going to be like having, I think, a bigger social media presence than what we typically have had in the past.
I think you're right.
I think it's going to be, yeah, I think it's going to be cool. We're going to be able to share a lot of really awesome videos that they've made about what they're doing in the hospital, maybe how things have changed, how things are different over there. But I will tell you this, we are starting off at a little bit of a disadvantage than where we normally start.
Right.
And the fact that COVID's hit them pretty hard. So they're kind of at a deficit. And so we're going to need you guys now more than ever.
Yeah. If you know, and every year we say the same thing. It's like, even if you have a little turns into a lot. So of course, Bill Collins Ford is helping us out this year. But yeah, that's kicking off next Thursday and Friday. So you're going to hear that a lot more as we get closer. But texting the word balloon right now to 51555 will help that move forward. So the Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon there with 99.7 DJX. So something that happened over the weekend, it was, I'll say maybe an awkward exchange with a random individual when I was on a jog, led me down.
Oh, you encountered someone on a jog and it got awkward?
It's possible. I mean, me just out in public, things awkward can happen, right?
So, yes.
So yeah. And I want to ask you a question. If my name were not Ben, what first name would you think by looking at me I would have? I'll tell you the reason for that coming up next. I think I'm all right to say that there's nobody within the sound of my voice who's listening who has gotten a name right 100% of the time. Maybe you've thought you've seen someone and you've yelled out their name and it turns out it wasn't that person, but it looked like the person that you're trying to get.
Ah, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were someone else.
I thought you were something. Yeah. You look like someone else. Yeah. You look like someone else.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. This happened to me over the weekend and I was on a jog and I passed by a guy and he's like, he said something and I had earbuds in and so I had to stop and I was like, what? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. He was like, Larry, Larry, is that you?
Larry?
And
you,
I said,
you look like a Larry.
And I said,
I can kind of see it.
No, no, sorry. and I waved and I just kept on going. But then
bye-bye now.
But then I just started thinking, I'm like, man, do I have a doppelganger in Louisville who's named Larry? And or B, do I look like someone who's named Larry? Now, I never, like, when I say the name Larry, maybe you get a picture of someone who you think a Larry would look like in your head. And apparently, I am that type of person for this guy that I happened to run into while I was jogging.
I kind of think right now, with your look, and maybe you need to take a picture, you got the hoodie on, you got like an artistic-looking trucker hat.
Mm-hmm.
And the big, massive beard. So I feel like, yeah, you could pass for a Larry.
Okay. So I threw it out there. I'm like, okay. So if my first name wasn't Ben, what name do you think I would have? Like Paul had reached out and said, you look like a Dan. Well, that's funny because that's my dad's name.
A Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, that, wow. Yeah. All right. You come from a Dan, so that's great.
Right. Brad said, I look like Ricardo, which I think maybe he was just being funny.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Eddie says, Seamus. Okay, maybe like
Seamus, yes.
Yeah.
For the redness, the red beard.
Red beard, maybe.
Yeah.
Kat, she tweets and says, well, now I can't unsee you as a Larry. Now you gotta.
Wait, is it the Larry Davis and Kelly Kay show now?
She says, head on down to the DMV and make it official. Don't make it weird for the rest of us.
I'm on board with that. I think it needs to happen.
Kelsey says, a John. Okay. And it's funny. Right. It's funny. Brandon, he writes in, he was like, before I even finished reading your tweet, because I had tweeted it out. He said, I said to myself, Larry. So he was already Larry before I even said.
He was there. He
some
was
dude thought there. I looked like a Larry. Apparently I looked like a Larry. Haywood Banks, comedian friend of the show. Yeah, he was like Dave. He was like, I had a guy actually.
Dave.
Yeah. He said, I actually had a guy that said, hey, Dave, in the mall one time. And then on the way out, I saw him again and he said, see you, Dave. And on the way to the car, I thought, well, maybe I'm Dave.
Well, you know what? To be fair, though, not a lot of people are going to see, like, you look like a Haywood.
Yeah, yeah. Haywood's a little bit more unique. But yeah. Yeah. So, and then I start thinking about, like, all right, if you know nothing other than, like, my face, or if you know nothing other than Kelly's face, what would Kelly's name be if it weren't Kelly?
Fun, yeah.
And so I'm thinking, all right, for Kelly, you look like you could be maybe a Denise or.
Okay. Just don't say Karen.
No. Please. No, I didn't say Karen.
Okay.
No. I'm thinking. Right. I'm thinking like a Denise or a Donna or I could even see a Linda thrown in there. Or,
a Linda?
Or
really?
A Carol.
Carol.
Yeah.
I feel like all of those names have a certain age group kind of.
I don't know, but that, but if I didn't know your name and I just had to look at you, I'd be like, maybe Denise. Maybe I'm throwing out.
I look like an Amber to you?
Denise.
Or an Ashley?
I don't think Amber or Ashley is probably your. I don't see you as that. Beth writes in and says, I see Ben as maybe a Brian or a Josh. Okay, maybe.
Oh, that could work too.
All right. Larry texts in and says, hey, Ben, it's an honor to be called a Larry. We are all amazing.
Yes.
All right. Well, Larry.
Yes, the Larrys are great.
I appreciate being an honorary Larry in this instance here. But yeah.
Larrys unite. Yeah, I love it.
I know. And apparently I am an honorary Larry. Ashley texts in and says, Kelly, I could see you as a Patricia. Or a Patty. That's the funniest thing I've seen. But yeah, I mean, we're not.
I don't know how to feel about that. No disrespect to Patties, but I don't know if I fit.
I don't know, but I will say that I can, like, people, everybody has had this experience where you think you've seen someone and you say their name, or they look like someone and they're that's not their name, or they introduce you to you as a name and you're like, wow, I didn't see that coming at all. So anyways,
this is a fun game. I like this game. It's a fun game.
A fun game from the Larry and Denise show here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly Kay show. Real quick, I was just talking about how I was mistaken for a Larry when I was out on my jog. Adriana texts in and says, my dad is Larry. You are not a Larry. No redheaded Larrys are in existence. You look more like an Arnold.
Wait a second. We're all the redheaded Larrys.
Are there?
They're going to come. They're out there. I know it.
Has there ever been a redhead named Larry in the wild?
I mean, no. I haven't seen any, but I feel like they exist.
Maybe.
That's not impossible, right?
I guess nothing's impossible, right? There are, what, 8 billion people on this earth? I'm sure there's at least one redheaded Larry.
Is there a group for Larrys? There should be.
Let's start
one.
All right. Anyways, coming up next, setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do. And I'll just toss out two words as your tease, okay?
Okay.
Crotch meat.
Oh, gosh. I mean, we know. Now we have a picture in our head. Like, we know the area
and
that this little story is going to center around.
And Joseph tweets us, you had me at crotch meat. Yes, I know. All right, let's get to a setting the bar story. These are stories that help set the bar for your day very low as opposed to very high. So it's a easy to reach goal. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal lamb chops by stuffing them in your pants, aka crotch meat, you're doing okay.
Oh, God.
from ABC7.
A witness says she saw Vito Gentile stuff a halibut package in his partner's purse, along with some crab legs. Then this same witness claims she saw Vito stuff some lamb in his trousers.
Why you gotta break your mama's heart, Vito? why you steal the lamb chops and the crab legs?
I have a theory. Do you think maybe they were just doing a whole bring your bag thing, trying to, you know, not use the plastic bags, maybe save the environment? Do you think that was the case?
I don't think so, but
Did they forget to pay too?
Yeah, they,
Dang it.
So yeah, this out of the great state of Florida where Vito shoved some halibut, crab legs, and some lamb into his partner's purse. And
they were
then
gonna have a feast.
And then shoved the lamb down his pants as well, and tried to make off with it. So then again, you know, whenever these stories come up, we always ask the question, do you take the crotch meat and you slap a sticker on it and say, look, manager's special, this was down Vito's pants, but we're going to give it to you for 50% off.
It's still good meat, right? Because it was protected with the wrapping.
I mean, we're assuming. It's fine. We're assuming he wasn't taking raw hunks of lamb and shoving them down his pants.
It doesn't sound like he was taking the time to take it out of the packaging.
Probably not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay. So, yeah, I think so. I mean, lamb's kind of not my jam. But, you know, if you're a lamb fan,
maybe
you like to save money.
Then maybe you're getting Chef Vito's manager's special 50% off lamb.
It's pre-warmed.
Crotch meat lamb.
All right.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing lamb, crab legs, halibut, clams.
Wow.
Stuffing them.
Pricey taste.
Yeah, I know. Hey, when you got the taste buds of a millionaire, but you got the budget not equaling that, then you got to do what Vito did. But yeah, that's setting the bar. Don't do that. All right.
Okay. All right.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We'll get into a little bit of sports here. How about a football team in April? You're like, but football, Ben, is fall sport. Not when we're talking about the Louisville Extreme, the professional indoor football team, which is Chris Redman's adventure.
Yes.
Franchise president there. They are going to call the KFC Yum Center home, opening their season in April at the Yum Center. They're going to play, what, 8 games, something like that? But, yeah, Louisville Extreme.
Look at you, Sparky. You're back. You were kind of going into mourning with the end of football season, and now you can bounce right back like you never left.
Yeah, I don't know if the indoor football team, the Louisville Extreme, will tide me over or not. I think
it will.
I think it could. I think
if we know anything about Chris Redman, yes, it will.
I think it could. So the opening game is April 24th. 8 games to be played through July.
This is great.
The Yum Center is going to be its home field. So
you get to watch football in the comfort of a climate-controlled environment. I mean, what could be better?
The Louisville Extreme.
Genius.
All right. So cool. There you go. A little sports action. Just dipping our
sports.
Toe.
Yeah,
just
sports ball.
Dipping our toe into the little sports there. A little sports on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's a feel-good story. We do those every single hour throughout the morning.
Yeah, we're going to Texas again. There's a whole lot of feel good coming out of Texas right now. They've been hit hard by Winter Storm Uri.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of stories of people coming together, people coming from other states to help out. We'll share a couple of those examples coming up.
All right, good deal. Olivia Rodrigo, it's 99.7 DJX. Get your feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Going to the great state of Texas where they're still dealing with the winter storm. Uri, Jordan Orta, lives in Arizona. He owns True Grit Restoration, so he called a Texas property management company and said, hey, you guys need any help?
Mm.
They said, yeah. So he drove 16 hours to Dallas and is currently working on a flooded condo there. Hundreds of thousands are without power.
Yeah.
left with severe water damage to their homes. So he says, you know, he's going to stay put as long as he's got the equipment it takes to get the job done. You know, it could be several months, and he's not expecting to be paid. There are other Good Samaritans that have either offered to donate money or fix broken water pipes free of charge there. The owner of Willie Ray's Q Shack in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is on his way to Texas.
Oh, wow.
He asked for someone to donate an RV that he could stay in.
All right.
And he's driving there to help feed the people. And a 39-year-old nurse named Emily Grigsby, she's walking around in her neighborhood to help out her older neighbors Thursday. It was 32 degrees, and she walked to help out a neighbor who had melted snow so that she could flush her toilet, but accidentally spilled boiling water on her leg.
Ow.
Like, that, people are getting desperate with, you know, how to still function in their homes. Yeah. And so they're melting snow to get water.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just kind of crazy. So we've tweeted some of those stories out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can read how just people are doing what they can.
Good news. We do it every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. I told you at the start of the show that we were going to have plenty of setting the bar stories peppered in throughout. All right.
We've crossed a couple of them off the list. There's one in particular. Not yet.
Yeah, we've already tackled the Florida grannies, the crotch meat.
Oh, God.
And now, toilet snakes, next up.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's par for the course.
I will go so far as to say they're Czechoslovakian?
Try that again.
Wow.
Czechoslovakian?
Yes, that's it. I knew there was an L in there. Czechoslovakian toilet snakes. I'm not going to say this anymore. Wow. I'm not going to say that part anymore.
Are they different than the other toilet snakes we've encountered on the program?
We'll find out. All right, setting the bar stories. These are stories that set the bar for your day very low, okay? So, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling police because there's a snake in your toilet, only to find out it's something else, you're doing okay.
Well, who else are you going to call if you find a big, massive snake in your toilet, honestly?
So police received a phone call. This is from Czechoslovakia, from a terrified woman saying that she found a snake in her toilet. I mean, yes, we're all scared.
Yes, you close the lid, you put a bunch of stuff on top of it so that thing can't get out, and you call the authorities.
That's exactly what she did. When they arrived at the scene, they found that the toilet lid had been covered in a bunch of electronics that she had put on there.
Absolutely. You don't want that thing like popping out.
Nope.
Getting all over the house. No, sir.
Nope. Snake, you stay where you are. So the police, they expertly lifted the toilet. And what they found was by no means a venomous snake. No.
There wasn't a snake in there?
It wasn't a snake.
Oh, no. Well, that's good, I guess, right?
Even though the shape of what was in the toilet shared some similarity.
Stop talking right now. Are you talking
the brown
about
toilet
a massive
poo?
Wait a second. Are you serious? Are you serious? She thought she didn't recognize poo?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It must have been dark. Obviously, she hadn't already been on the toilet. It wasn't her own. Otherwise, how dumb do you have
she's
to
not
be?
The maker
right. Right.
Of
exactly.
That. Like, I don't know where that
so
came from.
So she walks in and it's probably early in the morning. She's groggy. She flips on the light. The toilet seat's up. She sees this thing sticking out like,
And oh, wow.
Slams the thing shut, throws electronics on it, calls 911, says, there's a snake in my toilet. And so they come out. They're like, ma'am, we've got this covered. So they open up the toilet lid and they're like, you know what? Flush. I think you're fine.
I think we're good. Was there a particular odor that accompanied the situation?
I mean, I'm
like
sure
that could have lended a clue.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Especially if it was cresting out of the water, you know?
Cresting? Oh, my God.
So, again.
Could you imagine?
If you can manage to make it through the day without calling police because there's a snake in your toilet only to find out that it's actually just a number two.
Oh, no.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, thank you so much, officers. Yeah. Thank you for saving me.
You saved me. I mean, I don't know where you go from there. I think you just move. I think you got to move. All right, that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers there, 99.7 DJX. Remember a few years ago when Nick decided, you know what, I'm going to go off and do my own thing. And then he released a couple bangers like Jealous and that other one. And the rest of the Jonas Brothers were all like...
But there was some... strife going on in his life. Like his brothers were mad. The band had kind of broken up, like hit the pause button, not really sure what was going to happen. We know all this because we both watched the documentary Chasing Happiness.
Chasing Happiness, yeah.
All of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, Joe went off and formed a little band of his own called DNCE. And Kevin went and he became a father and was just doing dad things. And they got back together and everything was great. And now Nick Jonas has confirmed to the world that he again is venturing off on his own.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Did we get the stamp of approval?
Don't know.
From Kevin and Joe, I need to know, are they fine with this time? Because I don't need any more rifts in the brothers Jonas. Listen, they're brothers first. That needs to be intact. We need to make sure they gave their blessing.
Yeah, and there can't be another situation where Kevin is watching TV on Saturday night, flips on Saturday Night Live, and sees Nick there and is like, oh, wait a minute. Because
that is not how he needs to find out. Don't do that to Kevin again.
Because that was what happened the last time when he saw Nick and Joe perform in Chicago for a radio station, and he was like, yeah, so
let's hope that he gave them a heads up, like, hey guys, I got a little side thing.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna do this for just a scotch and then we'll be back.
I think that's gonna be the case because rumors are that Joe is gonna do some more stuff with DNCE too.
Okay,
yeah, and so they're gonna kind of do that for a little bit, but yeah, Nick is. Has confirmed that Spaceman will be his first single, and he's going to be performing it, and also the guest on Saturday Night Live this Saturday. So
I just need the brothers to be on board.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
I know. We all need that. All right, it's Chris Brown, Go Crazy, 99.7 DJX. Earlier in the show, we talked to Jordan, who... he's in a great relationship. He and his girlfriend have even talked marriage and kids. And the issue at hand are their dogs. He's got a lab and she's got like kind of a small yippy dog, you know, who's pretty food aggressive, has even tried to take food from like toddlers at restaurants, you know, when they've been out.
Yeah, just
and stuff
doesn't
like that.
Seem like it's not trained at all. And she was kind of just, well, she was full on resistant to training. She's like, I'm not training the dog.
Yeah.
Not giving the dog away. If I have to give my dog away, you're giving your dog away. It just seems like it raised some flags, at least for me, on her ability to compromise in the marriage. And that's going to be a key component that needs to happen to make any marriage successful. You got to be willing to compromise during conflicts.
Right. And, you know, everybody says, oh, you know, I'm a dog mom. I'm a dog dad. You know, having a dog is a lot like having a kid. I mean, yes, there are some similarities, but kids are way more intense than a dog is. And so if you can't figure out like how to, you know, what to do with your dogs, a lot of people have been chiming in on Facebook, you know, how are you going to figure out a kid? Now, Kimberly says, look, I get both sides, you know? Your concern about aggressive behavior regarding food and the example given about the dog taking food from a kid, but also that defensive instinct she's showing because that's her dog and that's her family. So I guess there are people that are seeing kind of both sides of this.
Yeah, but I think the biggest concern is this a little bit of a sign of some deeper issues that can come into play if they, you know, down the line. And so I think, you know, she's got to be willing to at least meet him halfway with this issue that they're having.
Now, I don't want to put it out there because I'm just going to say it. What is their timeline? Like, it sounds like he's wanting this to happen, or he's thinking this is going to happen soon. Like, marriage, kids, all soon.
Well, but, they're already discussing it, yeah.
Yeah, they're discussing it, but discussing it and still having a kid. I mean, that's, you're looking at a year, right? At minimum, you're looking at a year. Minimum. And so, I mean, how long are the dogs going to be around? Like, 7-year-old lab. Labs live to be about, what, 12? So that's 5 years.
You're thinking it's just not going to be a factor soon enough, so why bother fixing it?
I'm just putting it out there.
No, sir. Okay. This is a problem okay. that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
But more importantly, it's a sign, it's an indication she may not be the best compromiser when it comes to conflict down the road in other things.
All right, fine. All right, at Ben and Kelly Show, you can see all the comments. You can actually hear the original call with Jordan up there at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com. Click listen. You can also catch the entire show that gets posted there after the show, and then the segments such as the setting the bar stories and all sorts of stuff. So we got all that up for you. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.